Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
It's totally time for gossip. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 includes Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. The winners of the fan vote, Fish, got snubbed. A photo went viral of Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and Lisa Kudrow looking like they're going to star in a Golden Girls remake, but alas, it was a fake. Tina Fey said, nope.
I would never touch this. This is too perfect. Those ladies can't be touched.
Okay. They can't be touched. And Selma Blair says she's truly in remission from MS and wants to act again. Drew Barrymore recently opened up about aging during a candid moment on her talk show.
I haven't done anything, and I want to try and stay that way. But I also am like, do whatever works for you. Like, I know this woman who went through so much stuff in her life, and she just did something that made her feel so good about herself, and it like changed her whole perspective. And so it's just like, the only thing I do know is don't judge other people because they do things differently. We're all on our own path and we have to support each other.
Thank you. And speaking of needing support, Pete Davidson says he's been fooling you if you ever thought he has confidence. George Lucas explained Yoda's unique speech pattern at the Empire Strikes Back 45th anniversary screening.
People don't listen that much. But if he has an accent or it's really hard to understand what he's saying, they focus on what he's saying. And what he was basically the philosopher of the movie. Right. So he was talking about all of the things, you know, in long talking scenes and stuff, where I had to figure out a way to get people to actually listen, especially 12-year-olds.
Yeah, brilliant he is. Sinners won the box office again with $45 million. Blake Lively honored her mother at the 2025 Time 100 Gala, sharing how her mother survived an attack years ago.
My mom never got justice from her work acquaintance who attempted to take her life when she was the mother of three young kids years before I was born. She has always credited her beating heart today with the story she heard from another woman in a similar circumstance, speaking on the radio as my mom drove home one day. And because of hearing that woman speak to her experience instead of shutting down in fear and unfair shame, my mom is alive today.
Mm. Travis and Jason Kelce hung out with Justin Timberlake both on the golf course and at the casino. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Bill Belichick did an interview with CBS to hype his book, but they couldn't get him to talk about how he met his 24-year-old girlfriend because she was off to the side controlling what wouldn't be discussed while the interview was underway.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Wow. Oh, by the way, I got a kind of a Kardashian alert. Because it does involve Kardashian grandchildren. Kanye West got banned from Twitch for going on a rant about he should have had babies with Paris Hilton.
I should have had babies with Paris Hilton over Kim Kardashian. You guys, could you imagine if I had kids with Paris Hilton, how many hotels I have now? You get what I'm saying? Think about that. Think about that. The Hilton. You know, the Hilton. Because I think y'all staying in the Hilton right now.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't own all those hotels, dude. That's her family and then a corporation. Anyway, he went on to say a bunch of other rude things, that Kim Kardashian was just Paris's assistant. Anyway, does he not realize his kids have ears, okay? Anyway. All right, that's it. I just can't. I gotta be done because, ew, I need to go wash my hands. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go, B104.3, and My Bathroom Sink.